I will withdraw.
Hi, Bradley. This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. Got just a minute?
Yes.
Okay. Riley, we've had some discussions. We've talked to Mr. Williams. I'm just going to let you know what we did on Mr. Shepherd and Mr. Williams' properties. They were both put at 7.9 plus the effective tax rate, which comes out to about a 9 total, plus there was a 300 reserve requirement on Mr. Shepherd's and a 350 on Mr. Williams because of the old age of his properties. It's my understanding you guys are looking for, or at least your paperwork had 300 as a reserve as a newer property. That's probably in line with what we're kind of doing, but I think maybe one of the other board members is going to potentially look at a motion on yours, given the newer age of it.
Yeah, and I think that everything you just said seems fair and accurate. The only thing that was different with ours that I think we communicated yesterday was that cap rate was a little lower than we proposed yesterday. The reserves, that is what we are required to do now, so that's correct. But our income, our NOI, was showing different than what the assessor had sent to us. And I think we agreed yesterday that she was okay with our CPA audit numbers, given how new these were.
Okay, we had an interesting conversation with Mr. Shepherd where he actually said when they were doing these, or they're actually lowering the cap rate on newer ones slightly. I don't know that the board's inclined to do that, but I was just letting you know there's some pretty good data regarding the 7.9 when CoStar has had a specific one for Branson, just simply because there's enough data down here they could give one. But we understand all the arguments, and I'm going to let the board have any questions or make a motion, one of the two.
I think we've discussed this quite a bit. We've talked with outside sources, and we do feel, you know, yours is newer property, and so you are asking for that higher cap rate. So I believe as a board, we've kind of settled on 8.5 for the cap rate. And so I would make a motion at 8.5 for the cap rate plus the effective tax rate plus 300 per unit in reserve.
So that's going to be about 9.5, 9.6 as the actual tax and a 300 reserve.
A second.
Okay. There's a second on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to abstain on this one. Anyway, you know how this works, Riley. If you'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you and Dan don't feel that that's appropriate, you can certainly go to the State Tax Commission, and they can tell us how we're wrong or right, one of the two.
Sure.
But I think you guys you guys did an excellent job, I thought, of presenting your case. So,
absolutely.
You know, we've done something different for you than we've done for the other ones, just simply because of your newness. But I suspect that once you get a little age, you're probably going to be right in line with them, you know, because these get reassessed every couple of years, I guess. So.
Sure. And we appreciate that. Can I ask you a question before?
Sure.
So one of our concerns, and we appreciate the cap rate. I think that's fantastic and appropriate. The concern we had yesterday that I still have is, even if we take that cap rate to what the assessor is showing our income at when they sent it to us, that value will be different than what we think it is. If we just take our audited NOI, that's where we want that cap rate applied to. And I think we came into agreement with everybody, including the assessor yesterday, that was the NOI number we would use. And I can share those two numbers with you guys if that's helpful. And then we can apply the cap rate that we just approved to those NOI numbers.
Well, I think my concern is I'm not sure what – I think the assessor has a list which she provided of the things she's allowed to consider and what she's not. And I don't know that we have any, as a board, have any play in that. I don't know what we could rule on to settle if there's a dispute there. I don't know. Go ahead.
So we just have to go with what?
Hold on, Riley. I'm gonna let the assessor speak for a second.
So we just have to go with what we are allowed to accept and the things that we have to disregard, because otherwise you're double dipping. You're getting an effective tax rate and you're taking your taxes off and things that you're not supposed to get. And so again, in order not to have double dipping, in order to be the same as everybody else in calculating, it would have to be what they've ruled.
It would have to
It would have to be the way you guys have ruled and the P&Ls that they gave us that we have to go off of. We've already entered in what we were supposed to put in.
Okay, well, I guess we'll be here in the morning if there's still a dispute, but we're going to say, I mean, have we made the motion?
Go ahead. Fall Creek Condos, our audited 2024 P&L, we had $60,000, $525 of NOI. That included the tax number. We can take that to make sure we're on the same page. That was NOI per our audit, including paying taxes. And we do not have any disallowed expenses, according to the sheet that we got handed yesterday by the assessor in that calculation.
Right. So you'll have that sheet, and you can check against the numbers that we're using. We're just using what you gave us.
Okay. So she's saying she's going to use what you gave her. Okay. So. All right. I'm sorry. Did we make the motion?
We did. Okay. We already voted.
All right. It's already. It's 8.5 plus the effective plus 300. Okay. All right. Riley, we got. I abstained on it. That's right. Okay. The motion passes. So that's what it'll be. If there's still some dispute, I guess we could take it up after 10 tomorrow. But hopefully that will take care of it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your help.
Bye bye. All right. The Bee's Knees properties, did they provide any additional information? Jesse? I'm sorry?
I was asking Jen to pull it up. I don't think that they did submit anything.
I think they were disputing both classification. Well, I mean, they've got it listed as commercial property, I guess.
Which one are we looking at?
Bee's Knees.
Oh, yeah. Favorite.
They've got it listed as commercial, and then they've got the one that's off the main highway, which is across that little road that goes up to Connell's old building, is residential, I think, is one of the things they were.
Yeah.
They just valued? They just checked value?
They didn't check anything.
Oh, that's right. I think they were going to see if they could get a broker price opinion, is what I recall.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. What did we have them at last year? Do you remember?
Sorry.
I was looking at what they had them last year. You had it there. Oh, that was a different property.
That was a different property.
Hey, Brent, we missed you yesterday. We were here till 6:30 at night, but okay, we called.
Okay.
Yeah. We wanted to call you on this again. I think when we left this last time, you were going to see if you could maybe get a broker's price opinion or something.
Yeah. Did you get my stuff?
Yep.
That's what we were just asking, and I don't know that I've seen it.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, well.
When did you send it?
I sent it Monday morning.
Did you send it to Stephanie Spencer?
I don't have stuff. I sent it to the assessor.
Oh, you sent it to the assessor. Okay, can we have you send it to, can I give you an email?
Yeah.
Stephanie.Spencer@TaneyCountyMo.gov.
You said Stephanie.Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R?
Correct. Stephanie.Spencer@TaneyCountyMo.gov.
Okay.
Why don't you send that to us, and we'll call you back here shortly.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So part of it went from residential to commercial. That didn't really change much, just the assessed value.
Okay, the St. Street Apartments people, they sent us something, possibly. This was the deer in headlights lady from, she didn't.
Yeah, she only put her stuff down because I was waiting to find out what you decided on these for the cap rate. She's never done any of this with us for fussing or anything. She was happy with whatever we had, whatever it was.
Okay. So if we do this to be considered, their property's a little older, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So if we do the,
really,
like Mr. Williams, if we did the 7.9 with the 350 reserve, I mean, that would be consistent. Okay. Find my caller while we're.
These all built in 2017.
Thank you for calling the Developmental Connection. Our resident office hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. To speak with Troy W. Rasmussen, Executive Director, dial extension 110. To call the board room, dial extension.
What time do you have to leave?
3:30.
Hi, Troy. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I think we spoke with Donna briefly yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Are you or Donna doing this? I mean, I can. There was an appeal filed.
Let me come down to her. Yeah, let me come down to her office here real quick, and I'll put you on the speaker.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Donna, this is David with the equalization thing.
Okay.
Did anybody?
Yes, go ahead. Did I have you on speaker?
We were going to conference in Utah.
Okay.
So do you have to do that on your phone? You have to bring up the screen where it says that.
Okay, hold on here a second, David. I'm going to conference in Leland.
And Leela is the accountant or an investor?
Investor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Investor.
All right. Well, I can. We've already had three of these. We've made a motion on, and to be consistent, we pretty much, unless there's something totally different about yours, we're probably going to make the same motion. But it would be, let's get her on the phone to see if we can't talk to her about that.
Okay. We'll just go on because we don't know how to get it on the phone.
I'm not experienced enough, David, to do that's
okay. All right. If there's an issue, you can let us know. We're in session again tomorrow a little bit after 10, but we're going to go ahead. What we've been doing is we have to determine a cap rate for these low-income properties and a reserve. Are you guys?
If I could start off with a quick question for clarification, because this isn't at all what we were under the impression we were addressing. We received a letter a couple weeks ago, in fact,